Live from Los Angeles, it's the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights.
With tonight's guest, author and speaker, Carmel Rivello Maguire.
Look at the night sky. Look at the night sky.
And musical guests, David Newman and Filippo Franchini. I am Mark Legere, and now your host, the MC, the Master of Change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. As a matter of fact, Happy Mother's Week, or Happy Mother's Month. I mean, why do we just have one day? You know what's ironic is I am holding at this moment a beautiful bouquet of real roses that come from our guests' garden that she grew herself. And she walked into the studio, and she, being a mother, hands me a bouquet of roses. And I thought that was so special and in a way so ironic. And interesting, because I gravitated to our guest many years ago, when I first met her because of, probably because of Aggie Cobrin, actually, come to think of it, and because Frank Maguire, our guest's late husband, was in the film The Secret. And so I got to meet and interview Frank Maguire actually a handful of times, and that was very special. Frank was fantastic. However, every time Frank was there, Carmel was there, and I would gravitate to Carmel. And every time I would see her, I would learn a little bit more about her. Frankly, every time I would see her, she would also invite me to her house for dinner, for marinara, and that's spaghetti and sauce. And it never happened. And actually, Frank wanted that too. And he said he used to play the piano. You say, come over, I'll play the piano and Carmel will cook. And it just never happened. But here we are in the studio, and Carmel is here, and we've known her for years. And like I said, every time I met her, I learned a little bit more about her, but only a little bit more, because Frank was very much in the spotlight, and she was very much second. And interestingly enough, when I asked her that, I said, did you feel the same way? She says, no, I was not second. I was 10th. And not necessarily, she was saying, in their love together, but out in the world, that people would see her as the wife of. And it's so interesting, because I always felt like this woman has a story. And little did I know, this woman has many stories. This woman is a mother. And so how fitting that she's here on Mother's Day or Mother's Week or Mother's Month. And how fitting that she's here to share her motherly wisdom in so many ways. So I can't wait to get the show started. And our musical guests, it's really interesting there too. We've all known each other for so long, and here we've all come together in such a special way. And we have Tess Cacciatore here from Gwen filming the show, actually, because Carmel Rivello is here, so that this can be shown also on Global Women's Empowerment Network. And so how special is all of this? And Carmel's partner is here as well, Jerry. So it feels like a big family show. And so off we go with our show here on the Life Changes Show right after this.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show, recorded live from Studio NoHo. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Marianne Williamson, Gary Anthony Williams, Sierra Campbell, and Alan Roderick Jones, on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. You can visit us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo Voltaggio, sitting here with Mark Legere. Mark?
It's another fantastic show. I can't wait to have Carmel share so much wisdom, so much that she brings to the table, and she has so much to say. I don't know that we have enough time tonight to cover
everything. No, absolutely not. As a matter of fact, she was with us on a live show once when we did Life Changes Live many years ago, And we will be doing more. So she was definitely on the stage sharing her
wisdom. We've all changed a little bit since then, though.
Yes, we all. And here we are back together. So she has got a new book coming out, and so we have titled our show the same as her book, Memories, Motherhood, and Marinara. She is a mother. She is an author. She is a speaker and CEO of Carmel Rivello Productions. Welcome, Carmel Rivello McGuire, to the show.
Ciao, Filippo. Ciao. What a joy to see you after so many years in person. We go way, way back.
We do.
Filippo did my the singing at my late husband's memorial, brought the house down. His new book has destroyed me with joy. It's called The Little Dog That Could, and I've read it three times. And each time I read it, I laugh in a different place and I cry in a different place. And as you can see, I have chronological credibility. I have been there and done that. I am a crone and an aged woman. Well, for my next birthday, I will be, are you ready? 82 years old.
Wow.
And I know. And I've gone through chemo many times with cancers, four times altogether, three times with B-cell lymphoma and once with breast cancer. And chemo can really knock the daylights out of you. And I think I told you, Filippo, I grow flowers and plants and vegetables. But
yes, this is a great story.
Last year, nothing grew. My roses were, my vegetables, zucchinis, nothing grew. It was very sad, and I couldn't understand why. And I asked my oncologist, I said, Doctor, is it possible that my touching things? He said, you know, you're such an energy person that it is possible. This year.
Well, I'm holding the proof. Oh. Actually,
I got a fern that ate Cincinnati in my fern room and my orchid room. My orchids are growing. The tomatoes are, I don't know where I'm going to put them. I will send you a bucket. I'm growing San Marzano tomatoes.
I'll come get them myself.
Come and get them yourself and I'll make a sauce. But the beauty is that this has happened. And I really didn't believe that anything was this connected with energy until this lesson, this, you know, chemo lesson.
Actually, that's really important. I believe in that, by the way, and it's really important because your book, actually, that you're still working on.
Yeah.
I mean, the book is technically probably done in your head.
It's three quarters finished, Filippo. But with chemo, I had a chemo brain. It just, I'd sit down and I'd look at it and I go, and it didn't work.
Yeah.
And now it's happening again. And because I'm a speaker, people always ask me, you know, when is your book coming out? And I said, it'll come out when it comes out, because I had to sit and think about what it was that I want to continue with. It's a story of my life, how I lived violence as a young girl and how I got through that and how I raised my daughters. And part of the book is called Will I Ever Learn to Draw a Butterfly? It's love poems to my daughters as each one of them was born. And when I read it, I tear up and I say, well, this has got to be pretty good if I'm still feeling emotional about it, you know, after all these years. And so I can't wait to finish it. I've got a wonderful publisher who's very patient with me down in San Diego. And I'm hoping that he will be patient enough for me so I can continue my writing and finish it in a short period of time.
Well, excellent. So you took to what I was saying, and I wanted you to elaborate on it when I said it always felt like you were second, and you said second. I was 10th.
Yeah.
So that's a lifetime of this.
Absolutely.
What's that like?
Well, actually, you know what really helped me a lot is Al-Anon. I belong to Al-Anon because that's for people who have been involved with alcoholics. My father was an alcoholic, a violent alcoholic, and my first husband was a violent alcoholic.
You quote unquote escaped your father's home.
Yes, what I did was I had a 4-year scholarship to college, St. Joseph's College for Women in Brooklyn, New York. And after 2 years, I just couldn't take it anymore. I had gone into theater, and theater was my first love. And I did a show at St. Francis College, Men's College in Brooklyn, New York. And it was a great show, The Hasty Heart. And I was the only woman in the cast. So, you know, you could walk in there with a bathrobe with a row missing, and you'd still look great. Hello, how you doing, guys? But they took it, and they put it in summer stock, the Town Dock Theater in Huntington. And I was shocked because I was at a professional. I was in theater in the round. I loved it, but I got married. And, of course, Catholic Church, no birth control, baby, 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 which I love each one of them. But what happens to your career when you are waylaid, when you stop, the wall hits you, and you can't go on because of circumstances? I have no regrets because I'm a blessed woman. Every day is a gift. People look at me and say, how are you doing? I say, well, I'm above ground. But I'm blessed. I live in Ojai with this wonderful partner, Jerry, and I grow vegetables, and I plant, and I write, and I walk. And
So what I was getting at is you escape a man who is an alcoholic into the arms of another man who's also an alcoholic.
My first husband, yes. Yeah. And so, you know, after 20 years and four wonderful children, I had to divorce. And what I found was that no one can really tell you what to do with your life but yourself. I had an interview at the Improv. Loved comedy. Loved stand-up. Joan Rivers was my saint. I had a statue of her with a candle. No, I'm only kidding. Joan Rivers was my... And I love comedy. My friend gave me an interview. I went to tell my husband at the time, my second husband. He said, you can't go. I said, why? He said, because I want you here. They'll love you and you can't go. I said, okay. And he divorced me a year later and married a friend. So what lesson was that, Filippo? What was the lesson was, don't let anybody stop you from your dreams. You've got to be into your dreams.
But I've only read a little piece of your book because it's not out yet. And you sent me a little piece to read. And I was just blown away. Talk about this woman has a story, or many stories at that. You talk about being thrown down the stairs or locked out of the house at how old?
I think I was 12 when I was thrown down the steps. I have no idea why. I was locked down the basement of my father's grocery store because I was 10 minutes late. The lights were out, and I stood there and I said, what could I possibly have done wrong? And I watched the people walking across the grates in the Roosevelt Avenue. They had a grate in the front of the store. And when I got upstairs, I asked my mother why. And she said, he's your father. Go over and help him make sausage, which was an exciting thing, you know. And so I know.
People can't hear your irony. I mean, they can hear it, but they don't know you're being ironic.
I'm very ironic. Sausage making. And so what I learned was I used to look in the mirror and say, you are the ugliest Italian I have ever. Because I was. Because when you're not validated as a child, I call that injured innocence. Innocence that is not validated and is not brought up to the light and the shining way we could see ourselves. It's very sad. It's a loss. It really is. And I try with my daughters to make sure that, boy, they're lovely. They're wonderful. You can do whatever you want. And being a mother with four children while there's violence going on in the house, you really don't think you're doing enough of a job.
I was going to ask you that, especially with Mother's Day. And I just got a sense that not all mothers are comfortable with how they raise their children.
Absolutely.
And you then, today, before the show, said the same thing. Like, you wondered, am I being a good mother?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't give them drum majorette lessons and tap lessons, and I couldn't do that. I was one mother taking care of four children. I had my own design firm, and I had a big house in Malibu Lake, and I worked just to keep them with shoes and doctor visits and all of that. And it was difficult to do all four and still maintain my sanity, feed them. And when they had friends that weren't able to stay in their homes because they were thrown out, Mom, yes, I'll throw in another pound of number 9 thin ones and make more pasta. And by doing that, I learned to validate my children, but I still didn't validate myself. And that didn't happen until
actually, hold that thought, because I know exactly what you're going to say, and this is quite amazing, and I look forward to sharing that, sharing that, when we come back here on the Life Changer Show. And actually, we're going to also have live music a little later on in the show with David Newman and Filippo Franchini when we come back.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, "I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up." A second grader named Chandler said, "I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life." And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, "This is a great story. Bravo, Shadow." The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, recorded live from Studio NoHo. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Dan Millman, The Green Children, Hot Rod Fuller, and Mike Marino on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark and, of course, our guest, Carmel Rivello McGuire. And she was about to say something about validating. Tell us more. Because earlier in the show, you had shared with us that you had started your college education.
Yes, yes. I had a four-year scholarship, and that blew me away. I thought they had the wrong name. And I went for 2 years to St. Joseph's College for Women. I love learning. I love learning. I love reading. My Kindle is worn to a frazzle. I read so much. But it got so bad at the house that, you know, first guy that asked me to marry him, I said, yeah, I'll do it. And so I left. And for those years that I left and raised children and went through marriages and a divorce or two, I was so sad because I didn't finish college. My brother's got his master's. One of my daughters is a PhD. My sister is an attorney, a big attorney in Washington, D.C. area. And I was like nothing. And that gnawed on me. And my late husband said, why don't you go back and finish school? So I went back to Cal Lutheran University in Thousand Oaks.
After how many years?
A long time.
I've got written down here 48 years.
48, yeah.
Wow.
48. And I was with a backpack with all these young kids at Cal Lutheran University. They accepted every one of my credits and marks from St. Joseph's College for Women in Brooklyn.
Oh.
I went back. I taught Italian so I can also say now I'm a college professor. I taught Italian to the kids because we were studying the art and sculpture of the Renaissance. Did a lot of reading, pulled straight A's through. I'm not saying this because I'm bragging. It's because I didn't believe
it. Go on, Carmel.
Okay. And so we went to Italy. It was a fabulous trip. I came back, and we were all ready to graduate. I was selected as valedictorian. I can't even say it. I'll get tears. Valedictorian.
Say it. Say it.
Valedictorian and Dean's List twice.
Yeah.
And I'm up on stage and I'm saying,
I didn't hear you. I'm sorry. You were selected as what?
Valedictorian and Dean's. I had Dean's List twice. And I went up on stage and I'm talking and I said, I can't believe I'm here. Maybe it was the wrong name. It's the wrong name. And I was trying to tell people in the audience, you're a senior, go back to school. Don't ever neglect going back if you want. Because it was a dream. And I, you know, I've traveled around the world with my late husband. And
a lot, actually.
Dubai, Kuwait, Sao Paulo, Rio, China three times. But anyway, I was stunned by the fact that I was up there. And it was a turning point, Filippo, in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Because I as I was speaking, I kept saying, you know, maybe you do have a brain. Maybe you are smart. And I don't say that to brag. I say that because it was a turning point, which I believe everybody can go through. I speak a number of languages, just scoshy anone, just a little in each language, but enough to get me into any seat in the restaurant probably in the world. Mm-hmm. And I was in Ireland, and this woman was so lovely, and I looked at her eyes, and I said, where are you from? She said, I am from Latvia. I ran around. She ran around the desk. I said, oh, labdiem, kajumi slabi klajas, paldies slabi. She said, I have not heard my language in so long, and gives me a hug with tears.
Mm.
Now, that's a connection, and I love to connect with people.
That's beautiful. You do, and I've seen you in action, and it's beautiful. And I want to take you back to when you were valedictorian, because we didn't finish that talk, and nor there's so much we could say. But you were telling seniors, you were telling not just seniors in the graduating class, but seniors in...
The audience, yes.
Yes, in the audience, because you yourself were how old?
By the time I graduated, I guess I was 60 something, maybe even 70, maybe 70.
I've got written down here 70.
70, yeah, yeah.
You were 70.
And the thing is, none of my kids knew I was going to be valedictorian. So they're opening up the brochure with the valed, and they, my God, Mom's valedictorian. Did you know Mom's valedictorian? I said, well, I wanted to surprise you.
You know. You not only went to school, you studied and graduated. You were on the dean's list twice. You became valid. You were valedictorian of your graduating class,
yeah.
And they had the right name. And as a matter of fact, they had the right name when you have been given many awards. Can we talk about that?
Oh, I hate to. That's bragging, you know.
No, it's. I asked you.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm a Rotarian. I was the first woman in Rotary.
There you go.
In the Caneo Valley and the San Fernando Valley, and that was exciting. Oh gosh, there I was with a bunch of guys and ugly suits and terrible looking ties, and the district governor came down and invested me, and it made headlines. It was like I declared war in Beirut or something like that. It was just an exciting time for me, and people asked me why. I said, well, I wanted my daughters to see what women can do. It was, you know, it's a big, we're going through vast changes in the world right now with women.
Well, you're bringing them on. Look at you.
I often say to myself, I'm a octogenarian. I used to be a Presbyterian, I'm joking, but now I'm an octogenarian. And when you're an octogenarian, you think differently. I think differently than when I was. Many things aren't important anymore, Filippo. Things that were so important, I look in the rearview mirror, they're not that important. Days that are wasted with anger and frustration and fighting. I have a thing that I tell women's groups, and one of them is, validate somebody every day, and your life will change.
Mm.
I was in Panama, and I saw this lady with the beautiful blouse, and I said, what a beautiful blouse to match a beautiful face. Sincerely, she hugged me, and she had tears in her eyes. She says, I needed that. I was having a difficult day.
Mm.
I see people that are giving me food and serving me, checking me out at the market. What a beautiful blouse. What lovely earrings. You have such a beautiful smile. It makes their day. It changes people's lives. You may not believe it, but try it for a week. Just try it.
We'll talk about validating. I just want to go back just real briefly to your being honored. You were honored as the International Ambassador of Peace for the Rainbow Bridge to inner peace and to world peace.
Yes, Brent Hunter. Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you
for
so
that.
Much. Thank
and
you.
And talking about helping people feel good, your first book, actually, let's talk about that, Helping Children Feel Good.
This is called The Bunny and the Mysterious Butterfly, and it's teaching children about the fact that we do have people other than us in the universe, because there's 100 million galaxies just in the Milky Way. Is that, I mean, I'm no scientist, but this is introducing children to a new species that might be happening in a gentle way. Children have to know in a gentle way, and I love it. I love the illustrations, and I love the fact it's in 9 countries, self-published. But people buy it, and they love it. And it's all about Bella, the tan bunny with large, bright eyes, pink floppy ears, and a smile like sunshine on a dewdrop. I love it. I love it.
Giving back is important to you. Why is it so important?
Well, I think God gave me a big heart. I don't like to balance my checkbook. I don't like anything to do with numbers. Finances are not important to me, but I'm fine. But giving back and working with children, and I told you I do the worst of Donald Duck, and I was giving food out to some children in a area in Ventura, and I speak Spanish. So, of course, I was speaking Spanish, Donald Duck, and the kids were following me like the Pied Piper. Through the, and working
what
with...
What does a Spanish Donald Duck sound like?
I can't do that. Yes. No, I can't. It's very disfiguring on my face. Hola, hola. That's hola, hola. And the fun part of it is that my saying is laughter is the shortest distance between two souls.
Mm.
And I wrote that in my second book. And if you can laugh with everything going on around you, you've made a quantum leap, because many times I couldn't laugh. And my second book is about the life sauce. You know, what's your sauce like? How do you stir it?
Mm.
Is it delicious? Is it not so good? Is it pasty? Is it thick? Is it bitter? Is it sweet? What kind of herbs do you put into your sauce?
Mm.
The herbs of life, you know?
Is it stuck to the pan?
That's it, you know? Then it's hard to get out. You know? And you know what's nice is that life sauce has taken a meaning all by itself. Because when I talk to people about the title, they go, my gosh, that's a wonderful title. If you ever finish it, Carmel. But what'll be beautiful about it is that I'll leave something. I want to leave something. I had very little to begin with. I didn't have a lot financially all my life, which I'm not complaining about, because I have more riches than I could ever believe.
Mm.
But my purpose in life, I think, is to touch souls in some way, shape, or form. I'm not a PhD. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a lawyer. And I come from peasants. My family were farmers. They came over on the boat from Italy. They had a store. They had a farm. They had a house in Brooklyn. I have no professional people in my background.
Mm-hmm.
This generation, my brother's kids are all beautifully. He's got a doctor, a lawyer. My daughter's a PhD. We've changed. We've assumed another, I want to use the word identity, maybe on a higher plane.
You changed. You started, I like how you said we've changed, and good for you. You've changed. You've been influencing the design world for 25 years.
Yeah, yeah.
I love this, by the way. The name of your design company was Carmelot?
Carmelot Interiors, yeah. I was in the hotel and the hospitality industry and the timeshare industry. We designed for that. It was a lot of fun. And then I stopped all of that after my husband passed away, and I went to a different venue, meaning I started writing. Tried to do commercials and voiceovers, but, you know, it isn't that you fail. It's that at least you try, because I tried a lot of things, and nothing worked out, it seemed. I'm fortunate to meet my partner, who is just an amazing man. Former Coast Guard Marine, flew helicopters and the Albatross seaplane during Vietnam. Amazing man.
Well, and what I think is amazing, too, is that you just met him, four years ago?
Four years ago, yes. Mm-hmm. And I live in Ojai now. I'm living in Sin. Don't tell anybody. And, but that's okay. It's
Carmel.
Okay. I know. Irreverent.
What you do is you also help people find the gift in the dysfunction of some life experiences.
Absolutely. Look for the gift in the dysfunction. That's one of my topics in my talks to groups. And Memories, Motherhood, and Naranara is another talk. Because I don't think that you can get down low enough that you can't pick yourself up. Just my opinion. As I say, I'm not a therapist. I'm not anybody professional like that. But it's my own heart that feels this way. And, you know, believe it or not, it's an idea that at 82 years old almost, oh, my gosh, coming to the party, the firemen will be there to shut out the candles. At 82, coming
I'll come
on.
Come to the party.
Come
actually.
To the party. I can't believe I'm still alive after all the chemo. I mean, they put bags over your head worth $16,500 per bag.
Mm.
And you say to yourself, oh, wonder who's making all that money.
Mm.
But you know what?
Interesting.
I've gotten through it. And I spoke to the Lymphoma Society at UCLA, about 1,000 people in the quadrangle. And there are these signs that say, lymphoma survivor. And I crossed out survivor and I put conqueror. Because I don't think you survive cancer. I think you conquer it. Again, my own opinion, but...
Sounds like you've conquered so much of life, and it's been important to share your story from your perspective. At your age, the face, you're beautiful. What are you doing that you make this funny face? You call yourself a crone, so you have something to...
A sage, yeah.
Yes, to share, which would not have happened unless you had lived through all of this.
Absolutely.
And had this perspective. And thank you for sharing it in this way. A little bit more with Carmel when we get back, but if you're interested in learning more about her, Carmel Rivello, Carmel, C-A-R-M-E-L, Rivello, R-I-V-E-L-L-O.com, or on Facebook. She's on Facebook at Serenity Plus, Serenity Plus. Just so much wisdom. Thank you. And again, a little bit more when we come back. And then we'll have our Ask Dorothy segment with our executive producer, Dorothy Donahue, and live music with David Newman and Filippo Franchini, together known as The Beloveds, all on the Life Changes show right after this.
The Little Dog That Could is the fantastically true story of a man and a little dog that came into his life as his mentor to help him understand the world beyond his human senses and to experience life, love, and healing beyond his human understanding. Best-selling author Filippo Voltaggio, who currently hosts the highly regarded Life Changes show, is an internationally known singer, speaker, and life coach. Filippo offers up his own story, how one little surprise package in fur and four legs transformed his life unexpectedly forever and furthered his path of self-discovery. In The Little Dog That Could, Filippo brings to life the meaning of the adage, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Through the reading of this book, you will experience the journey of real miracles that transcend time, space, and logic while gaining practical tools that will help you navigate your way. The Little Dog That Could is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, visit thelittledogthatcould.com. That's thelittledogthatcould.com.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, recorded live from Studio NoHo. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Mariel Hemingway, Shadow Stevens, Barbara Morrison, and Kyle Cease at our archive on our website at lifechangesshow.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark and, of course, our guest, Carmel Rivello McGuire. She has shared so much. And actually, the story of you actually meeting Frank McGuire is a story in itself. We don't have time for it, but the brief version of you actually were childhood sweethearts.
Oh, we were childhood sweethearts. I was in high school. He was at Fordham. And we separated, and when we separated, I wondered why, because I thought he liked me. But, you know, as an Italian Catholic girl from Jackson Heights in Brooklyn, you don't know any, nobody likes you. But anyway, and we met 42 years later while he was speaking at the ARTA convention, and he looked at me when I talked to him on the phone, and he says, I've been looking for you for 20 years, and when I knocked on the door, he opened the door, he says, those legs and those eyes haven't changed in 42 years. Why did you leave me? He said, don't you remember you told me you were going to go in the convent, and that's not the habit I wanted to get into. I know.
Did you really tell him that?
I did. Well, I was a terrible home life. You know, I promised the Blessed Mother if they would stop fighting, I would go into the convent.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, I went to the Dominican Sisters, and they had a reject stamp so huge.
Wow.
I'm only kidding. And so...
Actually, had you gone?
I'm here all week. What is okay? So, but you ended up getting together,
yes,
and
married,
having this really big life.
It was a big life, and it was a different life than I have now. The life I had then was very big. Television. We would get off the plane in China, and television would follow us to the room. It was a very exciting life, very big life, but it was very tiring at times because I had to be the wind beneath his wings.
Mm,
And now I live in a very peaceful place in Ojai. We live right across from Jerry Bruckheimer, the producer.
No.
I've never met him. I'd love to, because I could make a sauce for Jerry. You wouldn't believe it.
Jerry, go and knock on Carmel's door. You'll love her sauce.
And the fire just missed us by very little.
Oh,
we were evacuated twice.
That alone, in the middle of everything you were going through with chemo and cancer. So really quickly, if you can, I know Frank had a story that he used to share. And then I heard you share it one time, and I thought, oh, I think she might even do it better.
Yes.
Although we're going to rush you, if you could do it, the story.
Okay. Yes, it's called The Eagle and the Chicken. It was written by Charles Osgood. A man once found an eagle's egg and put it in the nest of a barnyard hen. Eagle clucked and cackled, and he scratched the ground for worms and bugs, and he played a chicken's game. Well, he only flew 2 feet off the ground. Now, that's high, as chickens fly, he was told. And one day, when he was quite old, he saw something majestic flying great circles in the sky. "What's that?" he said in awe at the grace and the beauty that he saw. "Why, that's an eagle," someone said. He belongs up there, and it's clear, just since your chickens belong earthbound down here." The old eagle just accepted that. Most everybody does. And he lived and died a chicken, 'cause that's what he thought he was. But my friends, fly high. Create many circles in the sky. You've got many, many places to go, very high to fly. And just remember, your journey has just begun. Thank you.
Thank you, Carmel Ravello McGuire. We look forward to hearing more from you
and more of your greatest book.
You Are the Greatest. Wow. That's
well, I hope to see you again soon, and I hope to speak to as many groups as will have me.
Thank you for the memories, the motherhood, and hopefully soon the marinara.
Yes. Ciao,
Bella. With that, we have our Ask Dorothy segment with Dorothy Donahue here. But before that, actually, a quick shout-out.
We do have a shout-out. We want you to give a shout-out to the Enlightenment Music Series. The performing artists of the Enlightenment Music Series are multi-generational expert chamber musicians, principal members of major orchestras, renowned soloists, and Hollywood's finest recording artists. For the past 12 years, they have given numerous concerts at different performance venues, as well as in various schools, nursing homes, churches, and hospitals. Their next concert event is coming up on Saturday, May 19th at 7:30 at the First Presbyterian of Burbank. Please visit emusicseries.org and check out all the details. Dorothy, my name is Amelia, and I live in Santa Ana, California, and I am 23 years old. I have recently begun a loving relationship with a wonderful spiritual man who is helping me in so many ways. He has introduced me to my spiritual path, and I so enjoy our time together. The challenge is that he is Asian and he is very intense, which means that he is so very different than my family, who are very laid back and 100% American and very Christian. My brother and sister and mom and dad have met Kim, and they are constantly telling me that he is so wrong for me. He speaks his mind freely, and I doubt if he has ever had a thought he hasn't expressed. I find this refreshing and wonderful, and my family finds it troublesome. I get very confused when they go into their judgment, and even though I know that they're just expressing their love for me and want what's best for me, how do I handle this situation as it is becoming more and more distressful with each conversation with my family?
Amelia, I think it's awesome that you recognize that your family is coming from a place of wanting what is best for you. However, it may be time for you to create a stress-free, healthy boundary between you and them. It would be good for you to personally examine why you become confused when your family speaks to you about Kim. You can do this by making a list of what you so admire and love about your relationship, and then write down what they are telling you. Compare the two lists, and then determine which one resonates with your heart and which one is your truth. Once you decide what your truth is, then follow your heart. If you decide you love him exactly as he is, then you could continue to explore this relationship further and discover what gifts the relationship offers you. Since this is a recent relationship, you might also want to remember that everything is temporary and life is a pretty short journey in the long run. This is your journey, and it is important for you to have as much joy and happiness and diverse experiences as you can create during this lifetime. If you choose to stay with him, then you will want to tell your family that you will not engage in negative conversations about your choice. You can thank them for expressing their opinions and tell them that you have heard them and have examined their truths versus your truths, and that you wish to continue to explore your relationship with an open heart and mind. You could also tell them that you choose to do this while being very awake and aware of their previous thoughts and feelings, and that you truly love them and appreciate them for sharing with you their beliefs about him. And then be very clear with them about what is acceptable conversation in the future. A healthy boundary will take away the stress, and you can then be free to discover what is or isn't right for you.
Thank you, Dorothy. And if any of you have a question for Dorothy, please write her at AskDorothy@LifeChangesShow.com.
And we'll be right back with David Newman and Filippo Franchini on the Life Changes Show right after this.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, LifeChangesNetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@lifechangesnetwork.com.
We're back. I'm Filippo Voltaggio sitting here with Mark and, of course, Carmel Rivella-McGuire. And I don't know why I said Filippo Voltaggio, but maybe to distinguish the fact that we have another Filippo in the room, though he spells his name differently. But before we introduce him, we have a singer-songwriter who has done so much, including having numerous chart-topping world music albums, and is the author of the number one Amazon bestseller, The Time-Bound Traveler. He is David Newman. David, welcome to the show.
Good to be here, Filippo.
It's great to have you here.
Yeah.
And so special because you and Filippo just finished performing at the Bhakti Festival. So joining David is Filippo Franchini, who is also known as the musical alchemist. And he began his study of music at 8 years old and added yoga and meditation and all that soon followed at the ripe old age of 14. Welcome, Filippo Franchini, to the show.
Grazie tanto.
Prego, prego. He just came back from Italy, actually. Just from Italy straight to the Bhakti Festival, which,
exactly.
Wow, that's what a cool thing. And the two of you together are known as the Beloveds, and you have a CD that just came out April 27th, and that is called The Beloveds. So David Newman and Filippo Franchini, tell us about the CD.
It's an album that we have been talking about for 10 years. Filippo and I have played on each other's albums, have toured together, and we finally had the opportunity to be at the same place for an extended period of time. We recorded it in Santa Barbara, and it was a joy. We're happy to have it out.
Well, I'm happy to have it. I can't wait to... Actually, I have heard it. I just haven't heard it in actual CD form. I heard it online. Filippo, tell us why The Beloveds.
The Beloveds is... I would say a reference to a deep thread that's run through our music and our lives for a long time, of devotion, I would call it. Mm-hmm. We love the music. We love the transformative power that music has in society. And also in a personal way, it's a gratitude towards all the people that are very near and dear to us in our lives.
Oh, and...
And each other. We are dear to each other and all the stuff that we've done together and the adventures we've had together.
Now, you're actually in, David, you're in Philadelphia, is it?
I am. I've come a long way.
You've come a long way. You're actually leaving tomorrow morning, right?
Yes.
So this is a very special time. And so how did you two actually work so much of this out with you being so far away? Because Filippo's been here for years, right?
Yeah, but I've traveled, you know, we've toured together.
Oh, airplanes and things?
Airplanes.
Planes, trains, and automobiles.
Yeah, believe me, every mode of transportation, we've used it on our tours.
Ferries, you know, whatever.
Rickshaws.
Rickshaws,
so
for sure.
It's very special to have you both here. And also, especially since already the CD has gotten airplay on a lot of adult contemporary radio stations and some NPR stations, but never has a live version been done unplugged until now, right here on the Life Changes Show. So we're about to hear David Newman and Filippo Franchini live here at Studio NoHo on the Life Changes Show perform from their CD, The Beloveds, the song Grateful.
For just living and forgiving to the end from the beginning. Jaya Guru Dev, Jaya Guru Dev. If you want to be happy, be grateful. If you want to feel grateful, choose love. Love, show kindness. If you want to be kind, you gotta open up your heart and be grateful for what you discover. Mysteries that you uncover, timeless essence, gifts of grace, doing it in your own way, that you belong and find meaning from the dreams that you've been dreaming. Grateful for who walked beside you and the strength you find inside you. Jaya Guru Dev, Jaya Guru Dev, Jaya Guru Dev, Jaya Guru Dev. To know the world can come alive. Grateful to have one true friend. To feel love in my heart again. If you wanna be happy, if you want to feel grateful, choose love. If you want to feel love, show kindness. If you want wanna be kind, you gotta open up your heart and be grateful for the force of will, the challenges, the obstacles. Grateful for what comes around, what lifts you up, what breaks you down. Grateful for your ancestors who paved the way. Face the darkness for Great Spirit who unveils the secrets of your soul. Jaya Guru Dev. Jaya Guru Dev. Jaya Guru Dev. Jaya Guru Dev. If you want to be happy, be grateful. If you want to feel grateful, choose love. If you want to feel love, show kindness. If you want to be kind, you gotta open up your heart.
Wow. Yes, Carmel, you could applaud. I David Newman and Filippo Franchini, The Beloveds. Carmel, I couldn't help but think this is like the soundtrack to your life.
That's true.
This is
why I'm so choked up and in tears.
Amazing. In case you couldn't hear that, she said, that's why I'm so choked up and in tears. Who wrote the lyrics to that? Which one of you two?
On that one, I wrote David.
Amazing. David Newman. If you want to learn more about David Newman and if you want to learn more about The Beloveds or get the CD, you could go to davidnewmanmusic.com. Actually, it's also available in other different places, and sure, pretty soon it's going to be available on Filippo's website as well. And Filippo spells his name kind of like an Italian-American version, P-H-I-L-I-P-P-O, music.com. Yeah. That's his website. Were you given that name spelled like that?
No, originally my name was with an F, but that was so strange growing up as a kid that people didn't relate to it. So my mom, I think, thought for my own well-being, she would change it to Philip. So I was Philip for a long time with a PH. And then I kind of reclaimed the Italian part and put the PH and the Filippo together.
That's awesome. You and I should talk about my version of that, which is the other way around, actually. But I'm sure the yoga community knows exactly what this means, but I don't. What does Jaya Guru Dev mean?
It means victory to truth. Yeah, victory to that which illuminates the darkness.
Wow.
Light. Victory to the light. Yeah.
Well, speaking of the yoga community, LA Yoga Magazine has said of you and your music, David, David Newman is reminiscent of George Harrison, Dylan, and Paul Simon when they are in soul mode. And then the Washington Post says about your music, at David Newman's concerts, the event's volume knob seemed to go from low-level joy to full-on bliss, the kind that you feel after climbing a gorgeous mountain or ending a tough run on a strong sprint. And this is what you all brought to the Shakti Festival. This you did mainly The Beloved, right? Music from The Beloved?
We did some of my material and some of The Beloved's material in the, you know, 10-piece band version. Today you get the stripped-down 2-piece.
Right? Oh, I saw footage this weekend with the three backup female singers,
yep,
right,
dancing and singing on stage, and that was
percussion, yeah, the whole
drums,
electric guitars. Yeah.
Well, that's all good and fine, yeah, and beautiful, and so is this.
This is
awesome. So we're gonna get to hear another piece by David and Philip. Where You Belong? Could you explain that real quickly?
It's a song that Filippo wrote. So
yeah,
please.
That's one that I wrote a while ago, I would say. It has a theme of honoring changes and letting go and trusting that even though it may not look like it's an easy choice, that you go ahead and you do it.
Sounds like it could be the soundtrack to the Life Changes show. Well, how perfect is that? I think you two know what you're doing. So with that, here are The Beloveds, made up of David Newman and Filippo Franchini, live on the Life Changes show, performing Where You Belong from their latest CD, or their first CD together, The Beloveds, live on the Life Changes show here at Studio NoHo.
Your light may find you, wherever your heart pulls strong, wherever you see your star shining, that's where you belong. That's where you belong. I could not hold your spirit, I would not hold you here. The sky is opening for you now, as your way comes clear, as your way comes clear. So go where the deep river calls you, ride till you know every bend, dive through the shadows to sunshine in waters. My love goes with you, my friend. My love goes with you, my friend. Wherever your light may find, wherever your heart pulls strong, wherever you see your star shining, that's where you belong. That's where you belong. That's where you belong.
Wow. Time for me to get emotional. Thank you so much, The Beloveds. Boy, that really touches my heart. David Newman and Filippo Franchini. That was very special. How wonderful to have you both here.
It's our joy. Thank you.
Thanks
for having
so much
us,
for the invitation. It's been a long time we've been talking about doing this.
Yes, it has been. And it happened at the perfect time.
Indeed.
And here we are.
Indeed.
So thank you. Again, the CD is called The Beloveds, and it's available where all music is available.
iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, all those places.
Right. Yeah. But you can go to Filippo, P-H-I-L-I-P-P-O, music.com, or David Newman, that's N-E-W-M-A-N, music.com. Again, what a pleasure. Thank you. David Newman and Filippo Franchini and The Beloveds. And Carmel Rivello Maguire, always, always a pleasure. A big hug to you.
Hugs to you, too.
And much love. That's our show. And so...
Yay!
No! Yay! And so with that, a big round of applause for Brent Hahn here at Studio NoHo for making us all sound so good. And on behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Donahue, and our producer, Mark Leger, I am your host, Filippo Voltaggio, reminding you that as your life changes, like ours surely did tonight, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at The Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes. Ready when you are.
I'll take you at your word, sir.
Live from Los Angeles, it's the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights.
With tonight's guest, author and speaker, Carmel Rivello McGuire.
Look at the night sky. Look at the night sky.
And musical guests, David Newman and Filippo Franchini. I am Mark Legere, and now your host, the MC.